Before I take you into the future, a reminder of where we are. Right now, 2/3 of doctors use electronic medical records to keep track of their patients' health. But almost half of them are unhappy with the technology. Why?
A lot of clicking, navigating, pop-up windows, a lot of information being crammed at you in one moment, and it's very distracting, especially when you're trying to think about how can I best treat my patient.
Robert Abate is a man of two worlds. He's a doctor and a software developer. After he finished his residency a few years ago, he began searching for the perfect electronic medical record system. He came up empty-handed.
We need something that's going to not only speed them up, but also help maintain that physician-patient relationship.
Which is why Abate created OneTouch EMR. It's a Dallas-based startup that sells an iPad app for managing electronic records. Doctors pay a minimum of $200 a month for the technology. Using a tablet instead of a standard computer to take notes during an exam isn't just for cool points. It's to solve one of the chief complaints about doctors going digital.
Your face is glued to a computer monitor and their back is to the patient, and patients don't like that either.
The tablet also makes it possible to do things like take photographs of problem areas on a patient, and there's built-in voice dictation with a medical dictionary.
This is a 33-year-old female, history of hypertension and diabetes.
Abate does a quick demonstration.
Chest pain of one-day duration, period, and the doctors love that.
There are hundreds of electronic medical record products on the market. Some are customizable and have snazzy features, but most don't take us into the future because they still just store patients' information. They don't share it. Yet.
So not only having the information, but sharing it with your patients, sharing it with their next physician down the line is really kind of the next frontier in what we're working on right now.
Travis Broom runs the Electronic Health Record Initiative at the Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services in North Texas. He explains the digital record-keeping systems all have to talk to each other if we want to improve care. Right now, they speak different languages. Starting next year, though, that will change.
So everyone who has a certified product will be able to, at a minimum, if we have to share the same patient and we know that, I can send you their records securely.
So, for example, your primary care doctor can coordinate with the specialist you saw across town. Broom says doctors will continue to personalize how they use these technologies in their practice. Rather than having a laptop or an iPad, he says, maybe they'll decide to install a big touch screen on the wall.
So the patient can see what they're doing. It almost becomes an extra engagement as opposed to the mysterious thing they're doing on a piece of paper or on a laptop screen.
That would be a step in the right direction. After all, electronic health records need to not only help doctors, but patients too. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.